Now, ESP Networks have made a statement saying they're strengthening capacity to support thousands of new homes in Kerry, to support approximately 4,500 new homes, including facilitating the electrification of heating and transport. Strategic upgrades at the Woodford 30 kilovolt station by ESP Networks are enhancing network capacity for housing and economic growth in Killarney. With me on the line top of this is Fianna Fáil Councillor Niall Kelleher. Niall, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme. Now, we all know there is a number of levies we pay in our electricity bill and we are paying high charges amongst the highest in Europe. One of the reasons we are is because of the upgrade of the network. Is this an example of the network being upgraded?
Yeah, certainly it is, Gerry. Look, we're all paying in excess of 60 cents a day in levies, standing charges, plus VAT, really, to the ESB, to our energy providers. So it is welcome to see that this investment is happening. You know, quite often we find a situation that the investment isn't there before the housing. So it's very, very important that ESB, electricity, water, very important commodities and utilities, as well as broadband. So it's a very welcome investment. And look, there's obviously more of a reliance on electricity now than there ever was with our heating systems, energy grants, retrofitting, which is taking a reliance off fossil fuels, really, and onto electricity. So it's very, very important that the network be upgraded to the requirements that are there.
Yeah, and this is the Woodford station in Killarney, the 38 kilovolt station. There's a new transformer, one of two that has been just energised and put into work, which it increases that capacity to allow for things to be built, particularly houses, extra ones.
Well, look, we see the land that we've zoned for that type of housing in Killarney and Woodford supplies, you know, that Lissavigan area and into the town, so that's what powers our majority of the area here around East Kerry. So it's very important that the service is there as required. So it is welcome investment, but you know, it's needed investment, and I suppose it's very important that public utilities are working together to ensure that they're provided, like we've seen recently in the work that was done in Park Road, when Kerry County Council went in there doing the work, and there was two applications from local developers in relation to connections for water and Irish Water in the middle of the project, decided to upgrade the water mains, I suppose. It very important that it was done before the road was hard, but obviously creates a lot of inconvenience as well for people. So, you know, yes, very welcome investment, without a doubt, to the requirements that we see.
And now, with that in mind, and the wider context of it, these projects are important. The Minister for Public Expenditure from your party, Jack Chambers, is trying to make civil servants and public servants take more risks to deliver these projects. There's a risk aversion which is seeped in to delivery of our infrastructure. That's delaying everything. That's something you'd welcome?
Gerry, yes, and look, we are really over the top on bureaucracy and red tape, and then we see where
terrified of a legal challenge, terrified of a budget overrun.
Yeah,
and but not, then, Gerry, that's leading to inertia.
Gerry, we've only a couple of minutes, but we could go on for a long time in relation to some people that lead into public accounts committees, and they don't have anything done right. So you know, there's a very important line that needs to be held here in relation to delivering infrastructure and doing the right thing, and then putting unbelievable and untold amounts of money into bureaucracy, which actually probably nearly stops development. So, another conversation to be had for another day.
Yeah, indeed. Change needed in that area. Niall, thanks for talking to us this morning. That's Niall Kelleher, Councillor Niall Kelleher, on that project there. The announcement that ESP Networks have upgraded that milestone at the Woodford station, successful completion and energization of the second of two new upgraded transformers to allow for extra capacity and the building of homes.